Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
Jay and Jamie Morning Show. We're having this conversation off the air.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on the air with it simply because there's a story out there of the Chrisleys. Now, I've never watched the show, but Jamie's a big fan of the show.
Well, I'm not big.
Well, you're a fan of the show. What happened?
I just got...
Did I not tell you that this humidifier that you bought for the studio is a waste of money? You've been shocked four times in the last 15 minutes. That is a piece of crap. It does not work.
You know what? And I told you, I said, listen, I'm buying this gigantic humidifier, and I believed in it. I'm like, this is going to change everything. And I got shocked over there. It was so loud that Carson actually asked me if I was okay. And then you go, see, it's all a scam. Yeah, yeah.
Look, when you literally reach down and touch the switch on the humidifier and get shocked,
yeah, it's bad.
That should tell you something. Okay? She was standing right next to it. She got shocked.
I feel like I've been bamboozled. Feel like in Colorado, I've been believing my entire life that I should have a humidifier to take away the shock stuff. And I just did a scientific experiment.
Yeah. You've been shocked four times in the past 15 minutes, so that thing's not working.
I think that you're right.
You're getting more shocked with that in here than when we didn't have it.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like you're right about this, that it's all a lie.
Yes, it's all a lie. Speaking of which, all being a lie, let's go back to this TV show.
Okay.
Well, it's now canceled, I guess, right?
All three of them.
So the Chrisleys. That's a married couple. He is bisexual, right?
Well, no, we don't know that.
Well, there's a story this morning that shows his gay lover.
Well, I know, but he is a homosexual, but he's hiding in the damn walk-in closet, okay?
Okay.
All the way in.
So I'm not allowed to say that?
No, because he's not out, and that's offensive. Cancel culture.
But the headline says bisexual,
well,
husband.
He's not.
All right, forget
okay.
that part of
okay.
it, okay?
All right,
because it's not that important, all right? Here's a guy
it
and his wife.
It kind of is because it makes it more fun.
Will you make up your mind? Can I say it or not?
Will you just stop? Right.
Here's a couple that's got a TV show. In fact, two or three shows, okay? Very successful.
Since 2014.
But along the way, they have defrauded financial institutions to the tune of $30 million. And they've been caught. They live a lavish lifestyle on TV, and it all turns out to be fake.
Yeah,
right?
Bank fraud and tax evasion. And then my girlfriend told me that they added another one late. It was wire fraud.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Here's the story.
Todd and Julie Chrisley get their sentences following the couple's tax evasion and fraud convictions.
What we will not do is we will not break, because God didn't bring us this far to drop us off.
Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. His wife Julie, 9 years in prison.
Woo!
And both were given 16 months probation. Back in June, prosecutors said the reality stars engaged in extensive bank fraud and hid their wealth, all while flaunting their super lavish lifestyle on TV.
We signed up for a show that has entertained millions and millions and millions of people. But what we didn't sign up for is to be lied on.
At the same time, though, there have been reports of you having said, just fix it. Fix these documents. Fortify these documents.
That's not true.
Well, this is quite the legal mess.
Yes.
All right. So you're saying that you think that they actually believe they did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I do. I think that some people tell themselves lies for so long and they're like, oh, well, you know, that's fine. Or, oh, yeah, well, I think I believe in this disease.
It's called self-deception. You tell yourself a lie long enough that you actually believe it.
And it's a disease.
I don't know.
It's not their fault.
$30 million. You've got paperwork that it's all a fraud. You're it's counterfeit stuff, and you're turning it into the bank. You're lying about your wealth to get a loan, and you know you've done something.
But
you don't
do you believe that there's a condition that where people actually have it and they don't even know they have it? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think there is.
I mean,
I know what you mean, yeah. But I don't believe in that. And I'll give you my story real quick, okay? You remember the story of the University of Tennessee that I've always said I went to school there.
Yeah, and I think you do think you went there.
No. I know I did.
Oh, you did.
I know I did.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I don't have a student loan. I never went there.
You don't have that disease.
No. All right. But remember, I used to show up at the alumni parties down in Tampa, and then one year they voted me as the president, and I'd never gone to school there.
Yeah.
And my whole fear was, oh my God, they're going to bust me one day. They're going to catch on, because I had this deflection I'd use, okay? When somebody'd come up to me and ask me about a teacher on campus, I would just quickly go to, let me buy you a drink.
That
stopped everything.
Right.
Oh, thank you. And then I would just move on. I'd float the room. You know what I mean?
No, but float. But the difference is like when I first met you, you told me you went to Tennessee.
Well, I was lying to you too.
But it wasn't until Howie's like, he never went. I don't know why he does that. And I think after you tell the lie to yourself long enough, because I think when you throw on the orange, I think for a split second, you're like, I went there.
Yeah,
I went to Tennessee.
Something takes over your brain.
Yeah, and you think that you went there. For a split second, you have in your mind the campus, everything.
Because just talking to you, like in passing, before when I joined the show, I thought you went there.
Exactly.
I was fully convinced because you were all about Tennessee.
Right, see? And you lie.
Maybe I did go.
So here's one. Here's one that my son believes.
Maybe I just don't remember.
My son absolutely believes this, and he doesn't believe me that it never happened. Because it never happened.
What?
He said when he was 5 years old, we went to Big O Tires, and I left him in his car seat, and they raised the thing to go underneath it.
And
he was
still in.
He was still in it. That never happened.
He just rolled up on that.
He said, yes, Mom, I was like 5 years old, and I was still in my car seat or the booster seat, and you had him lift me up on that thing, and you forgot I was in there, and they were working on the car. That never happened.
You are a terrible mom.
It never happened.
You are the worst.
It
I can't believe
happened.
You would leave a kid in a car seat.
He never
up on, what's it called? The jack? Whatever it's in.
The lift.
The lift. I can't believe
what
some mother you are. Oh my God, poor Ralphie. That kid should have been taken from you. He should have.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.